Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
First Corinthians chapter 2, reading verses 9 to 11. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Amen. Now, if I add verse 16 of it to it. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The title of our message today is the mind of God. The mind of God. It says that I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things God hath prepared for them that love him. Say the heart of man has not received it, ear has not heard it, neither the eye seen it, that God prepared it for those who love him. This thing that has never entered into the heart of a man, is it God prepared it for those who love him? What is he saying to us? It says that there's something those who love God can receive. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my word, keep the scriptures, and my Father will love you. And so he's saying to us, as we read, he says that no one knows the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him. But the apostle says, we have the mind of Christ. He said, Christ has come to give us the knowledge of what God has in mind. We didn't know, but he said we have the mind of Christ because Christ has revealed the mind of God to us. Scripture says that the law was given to the Israelites by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Though the law was given to them, but they didn't know what the law was. And until Jesus Christ came and revealed the thoughts, what God has in mind for us. He said, these things God has prepared it for those who love him, those who are interested in him. That's why God wants us to love his son. He said, this is my beloved son, in whom I well please, hear you him. That God has a mind. He's mindful of something. Now, that thing that God is mindful of, he says we have it. That's why he said we have the mind of Christ. That no one knows what is in the heart of any human being except his spirit. That's why people need to speak what is in their mind before you will know what they want or what is their interest. And so that's why we ask and we talk to one another. From there, we can deduce, we can find out what people's interests are or what they really want. And so God so loved us, he revealed to us his mind so that we will know what he is interested in, what his interest is, that God has interest, God has what motivates him. And it says that we have that mind of God. See what is spoken in the old time by the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 55. Reading from verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. He says his thinking is not our thinking. His ways is not our ways. That his way is the word. He is mindful of his word. That as rain comes from the sky and water the ground so that the grass and other plants can grow, that is how he is interested in his word. His word must do what he says. So he watches over his word. He's mindful of his word to see the word fulfilled, to see the word of God come to pass. That's what he's mindful of. And that's why he says his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Whilst we may be mindful of the things concerning us, he said that's not what he's mindful of. He's mindful of the things of God. Therefore, he wants us to receive this mind. That's why he said it has not entered the heart of a man, of men, the things God has prepared for them that love him. And that this thing is given to those who love him. And that God wants us to receive what he is mindful of. And the reason is because he said that he will prosper. He does good things. There's nothing he cannot do. He said he cannot fail. So he wants us to receive this thing which is not in the heart of man. That this thing is what he is mindful of, because God, who knows all things, knows that this thing cannot fail. That's what he's saying to us. And that it must come to pass. Therefore, he wants us to be mindful of him. And that when we are mindful of him, then it will be to our advantage. It will be to our benefit. And that this thing is his word. The word that proceeded out of his mouth. The word of God, which we have in the Holy Bible. It says every word, every scripture came by the inspiration of God. And that is how that's what he's mindful of, is what he's saying to us. And so when he says that we have the mind of Christ, he's saying to us, we have the scriptures. That the scripture is what he's mindful of. Like sometimes in some nations where they have train, then when the people come to the platform, they will hear a voice or they have it written on the platform. They say, mind the gap. The reason is that they don't want you to fall between the platform and the train. There will be some gap where someone could put his feet. And they say, be mindful of that gap so that you don't fall into it. And so God is saying to us that it's something he's mindful of. And then we should be mindful of that thing so that we don't stumble. That's why he says that we should think on him. We should have him in our mind, is what he's saying. That Adam failed because he was not mindful of the word of God. He was mindful of himself. What he shall eat, what he shall drink, what he shall wear. He says Eve saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes. And he can make one wise, and she went and ate from the tree. She was not mindful of the word that God gave to them, saying that the day you eat from that tree, you shall surely die. And so they stumbled and fell. They died. And that this is what he said we should be mindful of, that the mind of God is in the scripture. That's what he's mindful of. That's why it says in Philippians 2 verse 5, it says, let this same mind which was in Christ Jesus be in you. What mind? He was mindful of the scriptures. See what the scripture records in Matthew chapter 26 for us. Concerning the mind of Christ, which he says, Let the same mind which was in Christ be in you. If we read from verse 51 of Matthew 26, and behold, one of them which was with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? And so Jesus was at the point of death. He knew what is going to happen. They came to arrest him. And Peter also understood what was going to happen. And then he took his sword, one of his disciples, the Bible says, another scripture says Peter. He cut off the ear of the one of the servants of the high priest. And the Lord Jesus, who is on the threat of being crucified, it was not Peter they came to arrest. They came to arrest him. He says that he should put his sword back, that those who keep by the sword will die by the sword. That do you think that his Father cannot presently give him 12 legions of angels and fight for him? And then it's amazing what he said in verse 54. I read again. But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled? He was mindful of the scriptures. For the scripture to be fulfilled, that this is the mind of Christ. When he said, let the same mind which was in Jesus Christ be in us. He was mindful of the scriptures alone. He said, this must be, for the scripture said so. And so God is saying to us today that the mind of God is the Holy Scriptures, his word. Well, it says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That this is his mind, which he wants us to be mindful of, that if we love him, we shall mind what he's mindful of. We shall have his word in our heart. That we should put on Christ, we should put on the word of God. That's why he says that put on Christ so that you'll be able to stand in the evil days. That when you have put on Christ, you will stand. It's because Jesus is putting on Christ, that's why he's standing. Who is this Christ? The Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. And so he put the Scriptures above himself. Though he is going to die, he said the Scripture cannot be broken. For he must be fulfilled. The word of God must be fulfilled. And so he's saying to us that it is the scripture that we should be mindful of. You know, Peter, he denied the Lord. Why did he deny the Lord? Because he's put himself above the scriptures. That's why he told him, he said, you are mindful of the things of men. So you cannot serve God. Jesus says, if you don't deny yourself, you cannot be my disciple. And so he's saying to us that we have to be mindful of the word of God. That is the starting point. That is how to deal with God. For there he is. He said that where he is will be there also. That he is in this place. See what is said by prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 29. Verses 10 to 13 of it. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. Amen. Amen. The people were going to go to Babylon. Why did they go to Babylon? According to the scriptures, it says that our iniquity, like a wind, has carried us away. So because they were having their mind in Babylon, so they went to Babylon. God said so by the prophet. He said he proclaimed freedom to them. Since they don't want to serve the Lord in the land where he was, then he said they should go and serve what they are interested in. Since they are interested in the gods of other nations. And so Babylon was the seat of all that worship. And so they went to Babylon. But the good God said he will perform his good word towards the people. That he will bring them to this place. You see, God wants us to come to this place. Amen. Jesus says he is that place. That come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. He wants us to come to his word. That if anyone serve me, he will be where I am. That after we are fully evangelized, he said he will bring us home. That's why he is preaching the word to us. So that we'll be delivered from Babylonian spirit, from religious spirit, the worship of flesh. Babylon stands for the worship of man, of the creature that in Babel, Nimrod was ready to send the people to heaven in flesh and blood. But flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That is the way of error. So they were carnally minded. So they want to deal with God through their flesh. And so he says that when he has the time is right, he will bring them home. And that's why God is bringing us to the truth of his word, to his mind, so that we can have his mind in us. And when we have his mind, then we have come to this place. We will be where he is. It's a thing of the mind. That God is mindful of his scriptures. He said we have to be mindful of the scriptures so that we will meet in the word. That there is only one mediator between God and man. The man Christ Jesus. Jesus is the word of God. He says he is in God. God is in him. And then he wants us to be in him and he will be in us. Jesus says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. That's how to return to this place. And that it is in the mind. The renewal of our mind. God wants to renew our mind. And give us a new heart and a new spirit. What spirit? His spirit. The spirit of the Holy Scriptures. It says we will not be mindful of him through that spirit. Because that spirit run to him. That spirit testify of him. That spirit gives us understanding of him. That's why he said no one knows the heart of a man except his spirit. So also no one knows the heart of God except his spirit. Who is that spirit? He said the word of God is that spirit. Then that's why we know what people have in mind when they speak to us. The same way he said the only way we can know what God has in mind is to take to his word. That through the word of God, we can have the mind of God. We can know his mind. That's why he said the Lord is that spirit. That Jesus Christ is that spirit, which is the word of God, which he said, the words I speak, their spirit and their life. So that through Jesus, we now know the mind of God. We now know what God has in mind. That through the Holy Bible, we know that he's mindful of his word. He's mindful of the Holy Bible, which is what he wants us to be mindful of, that this is the mind of God, that his thought is to bring us to this expected end. That's what God has us, he's having a place he wants to bring us to. That is the expected end. He said that expected end is Christ. St. Paul speaking in Romans chapter 10, he said he has bear witness of his people, the Israelites, that they have a zeal of God, not according to knowledge. Therefore, they have gone to establish something else, their own righteousness. And then they have not received the righteousness of God, which is Christ. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. And that it is this place he wants us to be. God wants us to be in Christ. That if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He wants Christ to dwell in our heart richly. That we'll be filled with the knowledge of the Son of God. And that when we are rich towards him, then we are wise. He says there was a man whose farm, whose grand deeds were brought up plentifully for himself. And he said, my soul should enjoy for the rest of his life. And then they said, that night, God said, you fool, this night you're dying. Because he was not rich towards God. He didn't have any provision for God, for Christ. All he provided for was himself. He was carnally minded. According to the scripture, it says to be carnally minded is death. He was dead towards God. That when we are mindful of ourselves, we say we are dead towards God. That to be alive to God is to be mindful of his word, because the word of God is God. And that's why Jesus says that when you receive him, he will give you power. He will give you that eternal life. He will give us the knowledge of God again, because the knowledge of God is in the face of Jesus Christ. And so once we are mindful of him and then we keep looking unto him, he says he changes us from glory to himself, so that where he is, we'll be there also. He brings us to this expected end, to this eternal home, to this everlasting house of God that can never be broken. And that's what he's saying to us, that we should be mindful of this one with which he said he cannot fail. That Jesus Christ cannot fail. That he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That the word of God cannot fail. That as the rain comes from the sky and make things to reproduce, they said that's how the word of God is. He will make us fruitful. He will heal us. There is nothing he cannot do. He is the one that can fight the devil for us. He is the one that can provide all we need. He is not only all we need. He says that if we receive him, he can give us eternal life. That if the same spirit which was in Christ Jesus, that who was Christ mindful of? This spirit, this scripture. He's saying the same spirit which was in the man Christ Jesus be in you. He shall give you life, life to your mortal bodies. For that is the will of the Father, that everyone that believeth on his Son, he will give them eternal life. That's why he said we should be mindful of him. That when we are mindful of him, then we are with God, God is with us. We have God with us. We are no longer vain. We are not like that foolish. They said there were 10 virgins, 5 foolish, 5 wise. The wise were mindful of him. They had the mind of God. The foolish were mindful of themselves. That we should be mindful of him, of his word. And that if we do so, we shall be blessed indeed. See what St. Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19 of it. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. It says they are mindful of earthly things. What is earthly? The earthly man and all his glory, the man of the flesh. That if anyone be a friend of that, this earthly man and his earthly interest, it says an enemy of God. That we should not be deceived. God is not mocked. That whatsoever a man is mindful of, that is what he shall reap. Whatsoever we are mindful of. It says if we are mindful of the flesh, that is what we will get. But don't forget, he said the flesh is the corruptible. That's why he said we will inherit corruption. Now, if we are mindful of his word, of the Holy Scriptures, he says that is what we are going to get. He will give us eternal life. The apostle continues in verse 20 of Philippians 3. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Hallelujah. That even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. He says, able to subdue all things. No man has gone to the grave and come out except this man. He says, our conversation is concerning this man, concerning Jesus Christ. We are preaching Jesus to you, the apostle says. With Jesus, the word of God. That we are preaching the Holy Scriptures. That he says is food indeed. My flesh is meat indeed, Jesus says. He's talking of the Scriptures. And then my blood is drinking deed. He's talking of the spirit of the scripture. He said we should drink. And that he's able to subdue all things and change out of this corruptible body. That if this our body is dissolved, we have a building of God eternal in the heaven. He said that building is Christ. And God proved it to us by raising him from the dead. That the word of God cannot see corruption, can't fail. And then he says that we should have him in us, in our mind. That if he abide in us, how does he abide in us? By faith, we believe. We believe that this word of God is the truth. We have him in us. We walk in him, we live in him, we have our being in him. He is our existence. We set our affection on him. He is our God. Our God is not our belly. Not what we shall eat, what we shall drink, what we shall wear. Our God is the Lord. And therefore, we love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. He said, this is what he prepared for us. He prepared for us a better. Say that better is Jesus Christ, that the eye of man, the natural man, has not seen it. His ear has not heard it. Neither has he entered into the heart of man. But he said, God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. The Holy Spirit sent from heaven, preaching these wonderful things to us, saying to us that this is his beloved Son, in whom he is well pleased, we should hear him. That his sheep hear his voice and they follow him. That we should take to this word of God, that there are two. One is decayable, one is immortal, can never decay. And that the word of God cannot fail. So we should be mindful of him so that we will not lament on that day. When that which the word is mindful of comes and they find out it has failed, he said those who have taken to his word will rejoice in him. And so that's why he said our conversation is in heaven, it's in the spirit. Where is that spirit? He said the spirit of the scriptures. It's in the scriptures. And therefore, he says we should turn to him. We should keep looking into this perfect law, perfect word of liberty. He will set us free. As we keep looking to him, then we'll see Jesus. The author and the finisher of our faith. That's why he said the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. And that faith is faith in the word of God. That Abraham believed the scriptures and it was counted to him for righteousness. That this is what he called us to so that we will have the same mind as God. That we become joint heir with Christ. Christ mindful of his scriptures. He said we are mindful of the scriptures. Then we are jointly inheriting the scriptures. We both have received the same word of God. As he is, so are we in this world, the apostle says. We don't know how the glory is going to be, but we see Jesus. We see the scripture. Who was made a little lower than the angels, was made flesh, but crowned with glory and power. That we don't see everything subject unto him yet, but we see this one who is the Lord. That it is he that is able to subdue all things under our feet. And that it is the word of God that is the Almighty. He is the all-doing. And that we should be mindful of him, that if we are, then we can never see shame. So that's what he's saying to us, that the word is not mindful of him. They're mindful of their chariots and their horses. They're even mindful of themselves. As if we are mindful of ourselves, we will fail. If we are mindful of what we are going to do, he said, we will fail. But if we are mindful of what God is mindful of, he is guiding jealously his word. He is looking at his word, watching over the word of God to be fulfilled. That's God's expectation. God is expecting the scripture to come to pass. He said, we also should be mindful of the scripture and the scripture alone. That Jesus says, put your sword back to the sheath. How will it be that the word of God will not be fulfilled? How can it then be fulfilled? That it was the word of God. He said the prophet, Prophet Samuel, was guiding the word of God jealously. That when he not knew the Lord, the word of God revealed himself. God revealed himself to him again the second time. He not knew. So he didn't allow the word of God to fall to the ground. So he's saying to us that we should not allow the word of God to fall to the ground. It should fall into our heart. He should enter our heart. We should be mindful of him. And him alone, that if we do so, then our attitude will change. Our motivation will change. We'll be moved by him. That's why it says that the holy men that gave us the scripture were moved by the Holy Ghost. They were moved by the spirit of the scripture. That's what moved them. If they were mindful of themselves, they could not have been servants. They were mindful of his word. That's why they died for it. They were mindful of the truth of the Bible. And the Bible alone, though they were sown in sunder, though they were killed for it, but it says that the word of God would most surely come to pass. And it did. And God was not ashamed of them, seeing that they were mindful of his word, and the word was not ashamed of them. That's why we still have the testimony today. And so God is saying to us that there's something we should be mindful of that will outlive us, would outlive everything that men are interested in, that we are like grass, all our glory like the flower of the grass. But that the word of God abided forever. God has given eternal life to his word. And he alone has eternal life. Therefore, if we are to live eternally, we shall have him. Then he will give us eternal life. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.